A contentious catch-sharing plan for Alaska halibut harvesters has gained the approval of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. As APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports, conflicts between commercial halibut fishermen and the guided sport charter fleet have a long history. The new plan will apply to both southeast and south-central Alaska.
Public testimony went on for days before the council got down to deliberations on a catch-sharing plan for halibut harvesters in southeast and south-central Alaska. The council heard comments like this one from Juneau's commercial fisherman, Chris McDowell.
In any case, I'd like to see the council vigorously pursue an effective and timely catch accounting mechanism for the charter industry that will allow that industry to be managed to their allocation or their GHL, whichever it may be, but to manage them to that allocation in season. That's really essential, particularly in 2C. The sector has substantially exceeded that several years in a row.
And charter operator Rick Bierman.
I represent the Juneau Charter Boat Operators Association. We support the charter sector alternative proposal. We helped develop it. We support it because we feel without a 2-halibut bag limit, our clients will go elsewhere to fish. We have plenty of hard evidence to support this belief. At one fish or less, multi-day vessel and lodge-based operators in 2C will die.
Further questions? Mr. Merrigan.
Rick, you said what we have in front of us doesn't address the problem. We have a problem statement. It talks about the absence of an allocation between the two sectors.
A motion offered by Petersburg's Jerry Merrigan, a commercial fisherman and council member, passed a council vote 10-1 Saturday evening. The action establishes an annual combined allocation for charter and commercial operators in southeast and south-central Alaska. The measure provides southeast area 2C and south-central area 3A each a percentage of the allocation and requests the International Pacific Halibut Commission to set a combined catch limit for the charter and setline sectors in each area. The action also locks in place management plans for the charter sector based on combined charter and setline catch amounts. Linda Benkin represents the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association.
This motion very clearly expresses that it's the council intent that the charter fleet will be managed to remain below those allocations. It sets a framework for a more responsive management system, so if they trigger by going over boundaries, management measure change to bring them back down under that allocation.
Commercial halibut fishermen have for years pressed managers to curb the growth of the charter fleet's take of halibut because the sport angler catch affects commercial catch limits, which are based on halibut abundance and are set by an international commission. But the new plan could result in lower bag limits for the charter fleet in cases when the combined catch limit is low. And charter operators say a one fish bag limit will hurt their businesses. Earl Comstock is counsel for the Charter Halibut Task Force.
We're very disappointed in the outcome. It's apparent that the commercial interests control the council, and even the state of Alaska was unsuccessful in finding a more balanced approach. The provisions that have been put in place really only benefit the commercial industry and come at the expense of the recreational angler.
The catch-sharing plan also allows charter operators to purchase unused halibut quota share from commercial fishermen. The council's action must be approved by the U.S. Secretary of Commerce. Lloyd says if approved, it won't go into effect before 2011. The council spent the better part of 4 days on the issue. A number of items on this session's council agenda were bumped due to time constraints. I'm Ellen Lockyer.